You're listening to SBS News.
Scenes of Afghans rushing to the airport in a bid to escape control of Taliban forces have sent shockwaves around the globe this week. The United States Air Force landed in Kabul on Tuesday to help with evacuation efforts after the Taliban took over the capital on Sunday. More than 6,700 people are being evacuated, including 1,700 US citizens, while 200 evacuees are arriving in France. The US military has taken over security and air traffic control at Kabul Airport, but on Thursday, Taliban militants fired into the air. State Department spokesman Ned Price says consular officers are heading to Kuwait and Qatar to help with transitions.
Overnight, we significantly expanded how many American citizens, locally employed staff, SIV applicants, and other vulnerable Afghans who were eligible for departure, and we offered them to consider transit to the airport.
The Pentagon says it hopes to evacuate between 5,000 and 9,000 people each day as many wait to leave the chaos and seek safety. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there are challenges on the ground, but armed forces are coordinating and working hard. He says he too wants to evacuate as many people as possible.
I told the community we would do whatever it takes to support the people of Afghanistan. We will continue our efforts at evacuations, and I know that Canadians from coast to coast to coast will step up to support Afghans, to support resettlement, welcoming people who will build better lives, not just for themselves, but for all of us here in Canada.
The Qatari Air Force has also been helping with the evacuation process, working alongside the United Nations, the US and other partners. There are reports Britain's last evacuation flight could leave Kabul in a few days' time, and about 1,200 people have already left since Sunday. British Foreign Secretary Dominique Raab says an international response is needed as the UK works with Turkey to ensure evacuations continue safely. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is urging Europe not to turn its back on Afghanistan.
Since our aim is primarily the stability and security of this country, if necessary, we will also meet with the government to be formed by the Taliban and discuss our common agendas.
The Taliban took charge when US troops and others withdrew from Afghanistan. G7 ministers are calling for a combined global approach to prevent the crisis from worsening. The Taliban insists it will provide foreign powers with full support for evacuations. Spokesman Suhail Shaheen says talks are continuing for the political office.
We are Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, an Afghan inclusive government that we want to include some of the personalities, Afghan personalities, Afghan politicians in that government. For that, there is consultation going on. So I think both can go together. A new government set up, it will be announced soon.
But the UN's Stefan Dujarric says the world is waiting to see how the Taliban acts.
We will need to see what actually happens. And I think we will need to see acts on the ground in terms of promises kept.
The Taliban is also calling on Afghanistan's imams to encourage unity when it holds First Friday prayers since the power takeover. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.